The topic I'm going to present in this talk is background geometry of matrix theory and holography. It is based on works with Young-jae Kim and Hyun-jun Shin at KIAS. Quite a long time ago, it's about 6 months now, Maldacena made a remarkable proposal. Well, we already heard much about it. But anyway, made a remarkable proposal named that the conformal field theory of super Yang-mills is dual to the M theory or string theory on appropriate ADS spacetime. Now, this is observed by studying the appropriate limit, which gives the conformal limit of super Yang-mills, which is it's exactly the case when the bulk degrees of freedom is decoupled and only world volume degrees of freedom of the brains, P brains, remain. On the other hand, in the supergravity side, it is exactly the limit when you go to near the horizon or you take the large charges. Now the limit considered by Maldacena is exactly the same limit considered in the DLCQM theory on P torus, except that in the DLCQ we usually take the finite size of torus. But in the decompactification limit, it is exactly the same. Now, this is natural since the whole idea of DLCQM theory is to extract the world volume of degree of freedom of P brains, decoupled from all other degrees of freedom in M theory. Now, this is achieved by going discrete Lycon quantization and taking appropriate T dualities when the size of the torus become very vanishingly small, and then finally take the appropriate conformal limit. Now, the natural question is then, what does the original BFSS matrix model, which can be thought as the Lagrangian limit of DLCQM theory, describe? Let me review the DLCQ of M theory for the moment. It is the work is started by Banks, Fischler, and Schenck and Susskind, as you know. And in the DLCQ version, is first described by Susskind. And this is the version appeared in the work of Seidel. Now we take the Lycon compactification of M theory with some radius. Now, if we do this, by doing this, we take the x minus as our special coordinate and x plus as a time coordinate. Now this should be understood as infinite boost of M theory on a small special circle with radius Rs. So it is almost lie-like, but still should be considered a special coordinate for x minus. Now, so in the case when we have the appropriate way to describe this DLCQ model is given by Seibel and Sen. Namely, the discrete Lycon quantization of M theory with 11 lengths R and mass scale MP should be equivalent to M tilde theory with different length scale and different 11th dimensional radius. Now, this should be determined by considering the energy fixed in the under the boost, and So to achieve that, we need to rescale. And by doing that, we need also, because the transverse direction should be invariant on the boost, we should take this condition as well. Now, M tilde theory, we can see that the string coupling becomes very small when you take R tilde becomes very small, and string length scale become also very small. So it becomes weakly coupled string theory, and M tilde theory can be described by D0 quantum mechanics. So N sec tau of DHCM theory can be thought as theory of N D0 brains living in a very small transverse size. Now, what would happen to be in the background? This is the background configuration for the N D0 brains. Now, if you lift to 11 dimensions, now the 11th dimension has very small radius R sub s. Now, we take the infinite boosting to make the x minus, the Lyapunov direction, becomes space-like, namely, it becomes periodic. Now, in this case, you can see that from the metric, x minus, which originally was the Lyapunov coordinate, become truly space-like coordinate. We just compare these two. Now x minus is x is replaced by x minus, and the other difference is that the harmonic function given here is replaced by this new harmonic function h. Now here the integration constant 1 which makes the space-time asymptotically flat is deleted here, and the constant appear here becomes rescaled. Now we can check that the prescription of the DHQM theory on this background geometry. The background geometry can be considered as a background geometry of M tilde theory with the following these two identifications. Now, in this identification, we get this background configurations, which can also be achieved by starting with M tilde theory with N D0 brains and taking the same limit, namely R tilde goes to zero, we exactly get this result. Here again, we don't have any extra integration constant. So this background geometry looks very exotic in this form, but what you really want in the DHQ metric theory is going to lift to the 11th dimension, so we will see what it looks like in 11th dimension very soon. Now, so this shows that there is correspondence between DHQM theory and M tilde theory, and so DHQM theory can be considered as the theory of N D0 brains. Now, since we are considering the sector with N D0 brains, the theory should be considered as an M theory on the background with N D0 brains. So the background geometry is not flat Minkowskian. And another thing you should note is that because we're taking DHQ framework, X minus becomes true special 11th direction. Now, eventually, you'd like to do decomplexification, namely the large R limit. In the M tilde, in the microscopic description, in terms of D0 quantum mechanics, this means we're going to the conformal limit. Let me shortly go through the most familiar case when we define the discrete Lycon of M theory on T3 compactification. In particular, we are interested in the case when the original three torus, the size of the original three torus, become very small. Now, you can look at the metric or other field configurations in the M tilde side. You can follow the Seibert's prescription by taking T duality for this T3 and then going back to DLCQM theory. Instead here, I just go directly to the DLCQM theory and taking T dualities on this T3. Then we get these configurations. Now this is the familiar spacetime geometry, especially when you take the original size of the torus become vanishing small, then the dual torus become indefinitely larger, so we get full ADS5 cross S5 spacetime. Now this can be thought as a conformal limit of the original super Young Mills theory. Now, in the DLCQ prescriptions, if one has toroidal compactifications, one naturally take T dualities because the original size of the torus become vanishingly small. Now, in the T0 case, this is described by T0 quantum mechanics, and the string coupling is very weak, so it is very nice theory. Now, eventually, we want to make decompactifications and describe the M theory on this background. Now, T1 case, it is described by T1 metric strings, or if one takes S duality and then T duality, one gets so-called the DBV metric string. Now, in the for the even dimensional case, we usually get type 2A theory in weak coupling, weak string coupling, or type 2A theory on a very strong coupling. Now, in any of these cases, if we take the conformal field theory limit, then the 11th dimension emerges, so we are talking about the M theory on these backgrounds. Now, in the order dimensional toroidal case, we are talking about type 2B theory, and as I mentioned before, in T3 case, we have ADS5. Now, if we take the large N limit of DLCQM theory, we would end up with the original model of BFSS, especially in the decompactification limit. The theory is described by 0 plus 1 dimensional T0 quantum mechanics, and if R goes to infinity, then we expect that the quantum mechanical system of D0 brains become superconformal, which would be described by OSP 16/2, R. It's identified by Kuhnhagen and Minnick. Now here, SP2R can be identified. We have the bosonic subgroup of this supergroup is SP2R cross SO16, and SP2R can be identified as the 0 plus 1 dimensional conformal symmetry, and SO16 as R symmetry. Now here comes the background geometry of BFSS matrix theory. Here, we live because the size of the 11th dimension is finite, we lift the solution to the 11 dimensional metric. Here, if and eventually you want to take the large R or large N limit while fixing P sub minus. Now, note that as we take R goes to infinity, we need to include the contribution from all the massive counterclockwise modes. So this can be traced back by considering the delta function, which becomes in the small r limit to 1 over r. So we better include this all the massive counterclockwise modes when we have the decompactified 11 dimensions. So 1 over r can be replaced by delta functions, and so the metric becomes nothing but the Eichelberg and Sechser metric. Now here, we still consider this x minus as the special coordinate and x plus as the time coordinate. So, following the higher toroidal case, we can make a proposal that the BFSS matrix theory in the decompactification limit describes the M theory on 11-dimensional Eichelberger-Sechser spacetime. Now, this would be thought as the T-dual version of the conformal field theory and ABS correspondence. Now, in contrast to the flat Minkowskian spacetime, Eichelberger-Sechser spacetime has nearly light-like but time-like boundary at x minus equal to zero. So the original theory, D0 quantum mechanics, or rather the conformal field theory of conformal limit of D0 quantum mechanics, can be thought as the theory on this boundary, treating the transverse part as kind of an internal one, which will give R symmetry. So in this sense, the DLSQ matrix model gives kind of unified description, which gives kind of the holography of the supergravity. Now, since the G minus minus component depends on the transverse radius R, the transverse part has SO9 isometry. Now, in the bulk, we have 32 killing spinners, which can might give rise to SO16 R symmetry. Now, this geometry is invariant under the time translations, and the Lorentz boost in the original sense, and which is time dilatation in the quantum mechanical sense. Also, we can think about the special conformal transformation out of these two transformations. And in this case, the background geometry is not exactly invariant, but it has corrections, which is linear in the x minus coordinate. Now, if you go to the boundary, and if you approach to the boundary, which is at the x minus is equal to zero, this can be gone. So in that sense, we may say this is the symmetry. I mean the asymptotic symmetry when you approach to the boundary. Yeah. I'm finishing too early, I guess. Okay. So the superconformal limit of BFSS matrix theory describes the M theory on gravitational shock wave the so-called Eichelberg-Sechsel geometry. And also in this case, again, we have kind of a holographic nature of the metric theory, just like the higher dimensional toroidal cases, which in that case was is a conformal field theory in ADS correspondences. Now, what I am doing with my collaborators right now is studying the supergravity solution on this background, following the Gops, Glebanov and Polyakov and Wittens and others, which has done for the conformal field theory and ADS cases. Okay.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
I don't quite understand how you get a holographic picture, because the space is singular, and one would expect the brains to resolve the singularity, and that's the point where the singularity is.
Okay, so the question was, how do you get a holographic picture if the space-time is singular?
Yeah, that part I don't understand as well. But well, the metric looks very exotic as it contains delta functions. But I think we might be, well, one way to avoid that it might be to think as a it's not exactly on that point, or just like the brick wall. We can think about the boundary just outside of the delta function support. Now, well, I don't still fully understand the whole structure, but I think the nature of singularity is. Can be understood as in analogy with ADS case as well.
Lenny?
Yeah, I didn't understand how you got from the solution which is homogeneous in the longitudinal direction to the delta function. I understand the Eichelberg sectoral metric has a delta function.
Uh-huh.
There was some jump there.
Okay, so the question is, how do you get from the solution which is homogeneous to the solution with the delta function?
Well, yeah. Well, we just thought that, I mean, we just view that the digital particle as the zero mode of the 11th.
Well,
so that's why we introduced the delta function, because we are taking the larger limit. It's just an analogy, but yeah, not the exact one, I guess.
Perhaps it makes more sense just to say it's the background geometry is the geometry which is homogeneous in the 11th dimension.
Well, yeah, that's another possibility. I mean, we take the average of the 11th dimension, but because we are taking, yeah, that's another possibility, I should admit. Yeah.
Any further questions?
In the ADS case, you expect there to be a large number n of brains that are all living on the boundary. Whereas in a lot of matrix theory situations, you have a number of different objects living in different places in the space and interacting.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How do you see that as arising from this boundary theory in the matrix theory case?
Well, yeah, in the matrix theory, the general solution is not the the solution. I mean, the general solution is not exactly the global ADS as you mentioned, and basically in the DLCQ we don't need to take a large n limit first of all, only in the non-compact case, I mean, without any toroidal compactification, then you would take the large n limit to recover the 11th dimension. But other cases, excuse me, we don't need to take a large n limit. And the but still, I mean, to use the supergravity solution, we better take big, I mean large n, even if it doesn't go to the infinite limit. And for the in general case, the in the DLCQ, the position of the dibrains are arbitrary, as you say. But in the in that case, the still we have the anti-Fischer symmetry on the boundary, because boundary is when we take the R goes to infinity, while the all the positions of the brains are in the finite in the finite distances. So I think that the position of the D brains is kind of a moduli we can choose. So that's what I can tell.
Okay, let's thank our speaker again.